Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
All right, Jeff, you ready to go?
Yes, he is on line one.
He is on line one, and his name?
His name is Jason, and he has the honor of working with what might be the worst wife on the planet Earth.
Good morning, Jason.
What's happening?
Dude, when Jeff relayed the story to me, you know, and we were talking about it, I started getting angry about it. So I can understand you working with this woman every day.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
Tell everybody the story behind this.
Oh, my God. Okay, first off, I don't even know this chick very well. Like, I kind of overheard this conversation, and I sort of talked to other people who know her, and they confirmed what's going on. Apparently, this chick, Sarah, I work with, right? Her husband and friends were going to go out to Houston, you know, for the Super Bowl, but they weren't. They didn't have tickets to the Super Bowl. They were just going to go hang out. Like, you might, like, go hang out at a Dead concert or something, right? And not go in, right?
They just follow football around the country in a bunch of Baltimore.
right. But they just wanted to go for, like, the party, you know?
Right.
So what I overheard is that there's a ticket now for this Sarah chick's husband, whose name is Matt, I think. There's a ticket for him at their house. Somehow one of his other friends or somebody he works with actually got him a ticket to the Super Bowl and had it sent to his house. But the husband, Matt, is already in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So the deal is that Sarah is supposed to FedEx it to her husband in Houston, mm-hmm. the Super Bowl ticket.
Right.
But check this out. She's not going to do it because she's, like, pissed off at him or something because he doesn't, like, do all the stuff that he's going to do around the house. He doesn't do it.
Oh, no.
So she's going to punish him by not sending him the ticket to the Super Bowl.
And he's already down there, right?
He's already down there.
And all of his other buddies have their tickets.
Yes.
And he knows he's got a ticket. Like, he's waiting. He's going out and having lunch and drinking some beer and coming back to the hotel and saying, any packages arrived for room 2510?
As far as I know, that is the exact situation.
Oh, man.
She hasn't told him yet that she's holding this thing for ransom?
No, but he knows. His friend called him and said, listen, I already sent it to your house because I didn't know you'd left yet. So I sent it to your house and told your wife to FedEx it to you to your hotel in Houston. And she's not going to
do it. Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
No.
I mean,
this
guy, he's been there for a couple of days. He's going to all the parties and he's getting involved in all the hype leading up to the Super Bowl. And come Saturday night, Sunday morning, there's going to be no ticket for this guy for the game.
I think you're obligated to kill her and go through the house until you find the ticket.
All because he didn't do the dishes or something.
Like,
isn't
now,
that ridiculous?
You know, before I pass judgment, I'm trying to think in my mind right now, like, what could this guy have done repeatedly over and over and over again that she's so ticked off that she's decided this is her line in the sand?
There's nothing you can do that deserves that.
Well, I'm just trying to think. Because that's pretty bad. I'm just trying to think, like, if here's a guy, again, we're not talking to either one in the couple, so we're all just speculating, but, like, you know, trying to play devil's advocate. What if, like, he's the type of guy that he's not doing anything around the house and she has to keep reminding him and he doesn't want to pay attention to anything in the house, but he has put all his energy and dedication into hanging out with his buddies, going to the Super Bowl, so he's put this energy into this and he doesn't put an energy at home.
Still don't think that's...
For 99% of the world going to the Super Bowl...
Yeah.
Is a once in a, it's like going to a World Series game seven or, you know, a Final Four Monday night game. Like,
I mean, agreed. I'm just trying to, you know,
it's a once in
a
lifetime.
She's doing that.
And regardless of what he has done, if he wants to, if she wants to stay married to him, like, this is the exception. If he doesn't finish doing the dishes or changing the litter box or whatever crap she's saying.
You talk to him about it. Well, maybe she's her side, I mean, if I can hear it, is I've talked to him about it over and over and over again, and I don't know how to get his attention, and this is the only way he's going to take me seriously.
But here's the problem with that whole theory, is he's not going to come home and all of a sudden start washing the dishes because she kept him out of the Super Bowl.
No, he's not going to come home at all.
I've got two thoughts on this. It's like, we should take some initiative and do one of two things. Either try to track this guy down in Houston.
No.
If we can piece together somehow, some way, how to find this guy. Or we try to get her on the phone and we make her realize that this is the most idiotic decision that she's ever made in her life.
I definitely want to talk to one of the two people involved in the situation.
Jason,
you know?
Do you know enough about this woman to where we could piece some details together and try to get her on the phone over the next 20 minutes or so?
Well, yeah. I mean, I actually got her home phone number from the HR department at work.
So you do have it. All right. You came to the table equipped today.
I don't know. I have no idea who her husband is. All I know is his name. I would have no idea how to get in hold of him.
Okay. What I'm going to do, Jason, is I'm going to put you on hold right now, and I'm going to have you talk to either producer Jeff or Phil Tarana.
Okay.
And we'll get the phone number, and we'll try a little intervention here over the next couple of minutes.
Okay.
This thing's crumbling besides what's going on here.
Crumbling like a piece of chocolate cake.
What? Hold on a second. Victoria?
Yes.
I was going to go into commercials, but you're saying you agree with this woman?
It depends. If he's that big of a jerk, you know, you never know how big of a jerk he's been at home.
That's true.
I mean, you don't know.
But if
maybe, he's not been doing what he needs to with the kids. Maybe he's not servicing correctly at home, and she's been talking and talking about getting help or doing, you never know what extent it's gotten to, and maybe she's just trying to open up the conversation and get his attention.
There's got to be a better way than that. There's got
to
be a better way than that.
Oh, some guys deserve it.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Me neither, Ant.
Yeah.
I'd be livid. All right, before we speculate, let's try to get her on the phone, and at least maybe she'll come on with us. We'll hear her side.
I want to hear it from the couple.
And then we'll do some serious intervention if we need to. All right, we'll try to get her on the phone. We'll have her on next, hopefully.
The Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.